Thank you for holding. Is this Colin?
Yeah.
Hey, Colin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How's it going?
It's going good. It's been a pretty busy day, but good problem to have, so I guess it's a good day. Yeah. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions for me, aside from just the cost?
No, not right now.
Okay. No worries. If anything pops up, just feel free to shoot it at me, okay? Have you ever done a search on Google before for a painting contractor? Just to kind of see who's up there?
For painting, no, but just for general contracting work, yeah.
Right. Well, I guess for painting, you would just do it yourself if you needed a painter, right?
Do what?
I said, I guess if you needed a painter, you would just do it yourself, huh?
Yeah.
But if you needed a contractor, right. So when you do the search on Google for a contractor or a painter, the search results page looks kind of similar. There's three guys that pop up right next to a map, and the map has little red dots kind of indicating where they are. Have you seen that before?
Yes.
That's where we're talking about listing you. It's called the Google Places placement. Okay. There's only three guys that show up as a top recommended. We have one position available within our company today. So once we fill that spot, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else in the area that provides painting, drywall, any kind of work relevant to the painting contractor category. So even if they're hanging wallpaper, right, that's going to be part of that business category. Okay? So with that being said, we do list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. Painting contractor would just be one of them. You can actually hand select what you're found for. Okay? So that way when the people call you, we know it's qualified. They had to have been within a 50-mile radius of you and they had to type in one of those keyword terms or services. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay. And I know you just want to know the cost, right? So let's get down to the meat and potatoes of it. So everything we do here is month to month. We won't ask you to sign a long-term contract. As far as pricing, there are two different packages that I could put you on. One of them includes a website. One of them doesn't include a website. If you want to do the one with the website included, it's $299 on a month-to-month basis. If you want to do it without the website, I could do it for $199.
What's that?
So it really just depends on which route you want to go. If you want to just have like a call button for them to contact you after seeing you as a top recommended option, or if you want to have a call button and a website there where they can click on the site and kind of see stuff you've done in the past, get some examples of your work, things like that.
Right.
So.
What did you say the no website price was?
If you do it with no website, it's $199 on a month-to-month basis. So you'd come back at your own will. We're not binding you to a contract. But we'll still set you up with like a tracking system too. So you'll be able to see all the leads that we're getting for you, you know, the calls, what keywords they typed in to find you, the zip codes that they came from. But either way, you know, regardless of the package you select, I think you'll have a lot more success with it than Home Advisor by Angie's List.
Yeah, I already had them call me and they bugged me for like 30 minutes about it, and I called the guy that I was good for now, and he's like, he was being relentless, and then I just ended up going with it just so I could keep leaving me alone. So I'm about to work on calling him at some point today, too, telling him to back out of that, because he's too much right now.
Well, it's not a bad thing to have yourself up there, Colin. I mean, put it this way, it's 2022, about to be 2023, right? If you could rewind back to 96 when Google was invented, I would have thought they'd have flying cars and all kind of stuff, right? But by now. But, you know, you got to at least have a website and have yourself visible to people who are looking up your services online, you know, at the very least, you know, as a business, because a lot of these guys aren't doing things the way they used to do them 20 years ago. You know, they're not going down the street asking their neighbor, man, your house looks great. Who painted it? You know, These guys are hardly even communicating the same way they were doing before the pandemic. So, you know, having yourself listed up there where they could just pull out their phone or go on their computer and look for the best guy in the area, you know, it's worth every penny, realistically. I mean, you might spend $199 each month on that, but the first job that we get you each month, especially if you're cherry-picking these leads, you know, it's going to offset the cost of the program for a while. You know, I don't imagine you're getting out of bed for those small jobs. The whole point of doing this is to kind of land yourself bigger opportunities, increase your profit margins. So even if you only have a couple days a week that you could allot to work in, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't hear these guys out on what they're looking for. And then obviously, you know, fill your schedule with the more profitable opportunities, or even maybe replace the current opportunity with something more beneficial, you know? So, yeah, it's definitely beneficial. And I'm not telling you, hey, Home Advisor is a bad thing. It's better than doing nothing, you know? Like, the only time if you're going to cancel that, I wouldn't recommend it unless you're saying, hey, I'm going to do this instead. Then that makes sense, you know? But you shouldn't have nothing out there. That's not good. Not online, anyway. Especially with the way people are doing things nowadays.
I do think that, like, Google's going to be more everybody's go-to than Angie's.
Well, yeah. I mean, the reason I said that Google would be better for you than Home Advisor by Angie's List is because Home Advisor by Angie's List get their leads by putting themselves on Google. If you look up painter or drywall in your area and you scroll underneath these local guys where we're talking about listing you, there's Home Advisor and Angie's List right there, you know, but they have 10 guys on that list. So if the customer fills that out, you know, their lead gets sent to like 5 or 6 of you. Only one of you gets the job though, you know, and they charge you even if you don't get it. So that's why I was saying it would be better if you just market yourself independently right here on Google. The customers can call you directly as a live call. You don't got all that saturation and lead fees popping up on you.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, it sounds to me like it's just the dollars and cents that's holding you back.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I think that if there was a way to call them and say, hey, I don't want to do this, but then have something with Google where I'm, you know, on Google itself instead of through a third party, I'd rather do that. I've got no problem paying the money to do that, but... like I was trying to tell him, as of right now, I don't really need all that. I don't need all of the advertising. So I've got a decent amount of work just from word of mouth.
Right.
All I can really handle right now, because I am working my real job, my actual job, to pay the bills while I get all this started. So this is more of, you know, once I quit this job and I've got painting full time, then it's definitely worth it.
I mean, the way that you're going to get painting full time, though, is by doing something like this. You know, you don't wait until you're down to start launching the company. You know, that's not the business we're invested in either. We're not here to save dying companies. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody that's going to be successful with it. And that's the time to do it is when you're up. So that way you don't have those down periods. You don't wait until you're down and then you really can't afford to do it, even if the spot is available. You know, we also have to have a listing available in your industry because it's kind of like a digital billboard and you're buying a top spot on it.
Right.
So you got to have that top spot available, right? You can only run a couple of people at a time. And that's why we were giving you a call. So I understand your logic. You know, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. But that's only coming from somebody who doesn't know how it works. You know what I mean? My logic's only reason we're not agreeing is just because I know how the listing works and, you know, usually how it works for business owners. I've been doing this for 10 years and I see a lot of guys who, you know, they're not profitable their first year, even in business. They've already done left their job and went full-time with this, and they're not even profitable the first year until they go full-time with the first page placement on Google, you know?
Yeah.
Because word of mouth's good, but that's what this is. This is just an online word-of-mouth chain. People are asking Google, hey, what's the best guy in the area? And more people are asking Google who's the best painter and drywall contractor than are actually asking their buddies out there in the street. You know? So a lot of times people are insecure about that conversation, or they want something done quickly. They don't want to talk to their buddy. Their buddy's the middleman. They want to talk to the guy that's going to do it. And the quickest way to have that conversation is for them to just go on Google. It takes them 10 seconds to get your information. They Google one of your services. So
I agree.
What I was saying is that just to make it a little more beneficial to you, if I were able to include the website for you and still get you the $199 pricing structure, would that sweeten the deal enough where you'd be willing to give me a shot so that way I can prove to you that this is the better service and this is what you should be doing?
Well, I don't know. You mean when you say the website's included, do you build a website for me?
Yeah, yeah. We'll purchase the domain, develop all the content for you, and host it for you. And any changes you want to make along the way are all included. It's part of our hosting. And we'll have that attached to your placement on Google so the customers can use it. We'll build a portfolio. I'll get pictures like before and after shots of work you've done in the past, help you build a company logo if you don't already have one. We'll get that on there and start branding yourself. That's another major key. It's not just about the immediate return on investment, but, you know, them branding you and constantly seeing you up there is going to land you those larger jobs too. You're not a fly-by-night guy, you know?
Right.
So website alone is going to run you more than $200 normally. So if I'm able to get you the placement and get you the website just to get your foot in the door for the next 30 days and have you compare it to what you're doing now, I mean, it's apples and oranges. I'm sure it'll be a no-brainer once you compare paying for saturated leads versus, you know, people calling you directly off of Google for your services. Yeah.
But I guess, you know, if I get more jobs through the business, I'll tell you the only thing that's holding me back.
Okay.
And it all is the amount of debt that I've accrued in the last, I'd say, 2 years.
Just getting the business started?
Well, get the business started, and I spent $10,000 on my truck to get it fixed.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's what happens. I tell a lot of guys, you put the horse before the carriage, or vice versa. I mean, you put the carriage before the horse, you got nothing to pull it. I talked to a guy the other day. He said he spent like, I forgot what it was. He was a welder. And it was just like this rig that he put on his truck. But he spent like $5,000 on it before he even had any jobs lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going, okay, now you got this big fancy tool. What are you going to use it on? How's it going to make any money?
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I'm saying about this is a lot of people do things backwards just because they don't have experience in it. You know? And a lot of times the only way to gain experience is by, you know, try. You dive head first into it and you go through it and, you know, you might talk to the first 10 of these guys and realize you don't really have a sales pitch on yourself or why they should go with you over somebody else. Those are things that you're just going to develop, and it's going to make you a lot better person and a better business owner over time, but just by having those interactions and how to overcome certain objections and things like that. So, but if you're doing things backwards, now you're just spending a bunch of money on stuff and you're not getting the consistent flow of work, and you still got to work your day job because this thing's not taking off how you're planning it to be. And then I'm calling you with an opportunity that's going to make it take off, and you're going, I don't know, I spent a bunch of money on this stuff. You know what I mean? So you're already invested in it. You already got this business up and running, and you went and got, you know, the tools and got the truck, you know? So if you're already invested in it.
That wasn't even for the business, though. It was strictly just to get it fixed so I could have a running vehicle.
For $10,000? What did you do to that thing?
Yeah. I blew the head gasket.
Yeah, but I mean, even a whole new engine, what kind of truck is it? Is it diesel?
Yeah, it's a diesel.
Oh, that's why. I was like, most engines,
yeah.
you can get most engines and get them swapped in and out like $3,000-$4,000, you know? That's the high end. Yeah.
Nah, I bought new parts instead of keeping old. And,
yeah.
Just did some.
You
needed
basically bought a whole new car.
Eventually, at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then the other thing is I bought a fucking little gas getter to get around while that was in the shop.
Wow. Yeah. So I mean that's a lot though, and obviously
yeah,
you spend that money, you got to make that money back somewhere.
Right, which is why my idea was to work this job and then, you know, have this money for bills, and then the business side of things would be income for paying the debt off.
Right.
Until I got it down to a reasonable amount. Where
I know it sounds crazy getting $200 further into debt to help yourself get out of debt, but that's how it is. You got to spend money to make money. You know, you got to invest.
Yeah.
Money is meant to be invested. It's not actually meant to be spent. That's what I tell people all the time. You know, the broke man spends his money. A rich man invests his money. There's a reason for that, you know? You might spend $199, and I know you're thinking about that $199, but you got to be thinking about what you're getting in return from that. You know, having yourself up there is going to really change the outlook of things, but I know it's hard to see right now until we're, you know, a month or two down the line. So, got to have a little faith in me. That's what I'm saying. If you give me 1% of your trust, I'll earn the other 99%. We got a track record that goes back to 2004 helping guys like you.
Well, the other issues, I've already gave, what's her name, Angie's list or whatever, my card info, and then as soon as I hung up, I instantly regretted it. I'm kind of cancel that out before they charge me a bunch of money.
Yeah, watch this. Hold on. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to send you a link. Shoot you this. Angie's List might get shut down any day now.
Yeah. Well, it started out as Andy's, I don't know what the hell it's called, Andy's something.
Yeah, it's Angie's List, and now it's Angie's Leads. Home Advisor bought them in 2016, but they're owned by the same company, basically. So there's a parent company that owns Home Advisor, and then Home Advisor and that parent company bought Angie's List, and they were losing a bunch of money. And then basically just used it as a second corridor to sell the same leads on. So not only are they selling leads to multiple people on Home Advisor, they'll take that same lead and sell it to multiple people on Angie's List. So the $20 they spent on that on a Google lead ends up going into $200-$300, and they just keep multiplying their money like that by reselling these leads, because it's pay per lead, not pay per job. So sometimes they charge you for the lead even if you don't get the job.
Yep.
And you're spending money on a phone number and nothing. Old lady telling you she already figured it out. So I sent you that link, though. Yeah, that's from the Federal Trade Commission. So the Federal Trade Commission was talking about shutting down Home Advisor and Angie's. You see, it says since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, source of their leads, and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs. And it's been ongoing. Like, this is the Federal Trade Commission, so these are the same guys that shut down the Wolf of Wall Street guy.
Well, I'd already had a buddy that they convinced to do it, and he paid the $300 for a year or whatever, and then said it was an absolute waste of money.
Yeah. I mean, for some people it works. I mean, some people are getting jobs off of it, you know, but the way they're doing it is they dropping their pants on the pricing, you know. They're going out there and doing painting jobs where it's like, you know, you would go out and you would charge maybe $4,000 or $5,000 for it, and they're doing it for $25,300, you know? So that's how they're doing it. That's the only way to be successful. And then you're basically losing a lot of your profit that way. You're basically working for somebody that way. And that's not why people start a business in the first place.
Right.
Yeah. You're paying the cost of the lead. You might have to buy 4 or 5 leads before you get one. And you get one, you got to drop the price on it. And then you got to drive out there in your truck. And you get, you know, and then you got the guy going, oh, I'm going to wait till you're halfway done before I give you the first payment. You know, you're dealing with all these kind of headaches. When people call you, it's a different ball game than when you're calling them, trying to pitch them on why you should get the job, right, and what you could do for them. You know, it's like, hey, you call me for my help. You know, this is what I charge, and this is when I could get it done, and then you guys go out there and do your thing.
Yep.
So, I mean, we eliminate a lot of the hassle as far from an administrative perspective of all the work that you have to put into hosting the website, to keeping yourself on the first page, to maintaining all those other listings, to even answering the calls. Like, if you miss calls, there's a tracking system that'll pipeline them for you. So when you get done with your day job, you can come home. You got a bunch of leads that you can go calling through when you're ready, you know, once you showered off and sat down and ready to talk to some people. You know, you could dedicate 2 to 3 hours of your night booking up a schedule until you're ready to go out there. And then once that schedule is booked up, you could consider, okay, now do I leave this job? But you're not really going to get to that point of feeling comfortable leaving that job until you got a pipeline of business booked up for you. So we might be doing this realistically probably 1 or 2 months straight, you know, just pipelining things, getting things set up before you even feel comfortable to leave that, especially me. I got 2 kids, so I kind of just imagine if you got a family, you're going to want to make sure it's consistent and you're confident in it before you go parting ways with the other job. Yeah.
Well, and then, like, the only downside of what I do is kind of seasonal, so I'm not going to do a whole lot of painting in the winter.
You'd be surprised. It's definitely seasonal if your customers can't find you in the wintertime. I'll tell you that. If you're not on Google in the wintertime, then you're definitely seasonal. You could forget all those word-of-mouth opportunities. Those aren't happening. But if you can reach everybody's pocket within a 50-mile radius of you at the time that they're looking for the service, you'd be surprised. It's a lot more consistent than you think, especially if you cover commercial drywall opportunities.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the hard thing. I'm doing it by myself right now. I'd have to find several people to help me do drywall.
Or you could find a business owner or a homeowner that's got a little more patience and tell them what the deal is, you know, and promise them you'll get it done right the first time, quality over quantity and speed.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all just selling yourself, you know. But the first credibility factor is obviously showing up, you know, them having your reviews, them having a website that they could see that's got pictures of stuff you've done in the past. You know, by the time these guys call you, they already know what to expect. They're ready to go.
Right.
We take care of all that legwork prior. You know, you just got to answer the phone and make sure you do a good job, generate good reviews.
Right.
I'm sure you're more than capable of that.
I'm definitely trying.
You want to give it a shot?
Is there any way that I could call you back or get a call back after I talk to advisors, bullshit, and get that canceled?
Yeah, I mean, as long as one of these guys didn't sell it out from underneath us, you know, that's my only concern with that. But I know you want to get your money back. And through my experience, they don't ever give you your money back. They'll just offer you more leads or whatever.
Well, we just did it yesterday, and they sent me a bunch of shit to, like, sign and agree to. And I haven't signed and agreed to anything.
Well, I mean, you could probably request a chargeback through your bank or tell them that if they don't refund you, that you're just going to go charge it back through your bank.
Right. not credit cards. So I don't know how.
Yeah, you just, I mean, you go, you literally go to the bank, or you could call them. There's, if you have your app, you know, you can request customer service and dispute the charge. Tell them, hey, these guys are a fraud company. I found out, and I don't want to work with them. I just signed up with them yesterday. They haven't done anything for me. Can you reimburse me? And they do. They'll charge it back, you know. But usually, if you call them up and you tell them, hey, you know, I want to cancel in the first day or two, they haven't done anything for you, you know.
Right.
But they do have you listed on their website, so I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go, because they did actually put you up there on their site as painting and drywall, but this is basically a really blank page with one review on it from a Kate B.
Yeah.
And that review was written today. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You painted the cabinets, it says on there. So, I don't know. Just from my experience, though, I've never heard of my guys getting their money back without having to get nasty. And I mean, they went to that link that I sent you, they reported fraud, and they called them up, they had to cuss them out, threaten them, do all kinds of ugly stuff to get their money back, you know. I do know that it's easy to cancel them if you just want to cancel them, but once you start asking for your money back, then they, you know, they start pulling into all this stuff. You authorized the transaction, you gave us the credit card, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We already did this, we already did that. Yada, yada. So, you know, when you tell me, oh, let me call them back and they get that money back and then I'll call you up and we'll sign up for this, I've had those conversations before. I've been, Home Advisors have been around since I started working here, you know. They've been being investigated since 2014. I started working here in 2013. It's almost 10 years now, February of 13. So, you know, I mean, any guy that I've spoken to in that situation, I say, okay, I usually just hang up the phone. We go on to the next one. I never hear from them. You know, it's just because home, it's not because of them. It's because of Home Advisor, you know, and then that always leaves a bad taste in their mouth too. It's almost like dating. You're like, ah, crap, man, I just got out of a relationship. The last thing I want to do is get in another one. So then they got this bad taste in their mouth, thinking that they're all the same, and you know, so I hope that's not the case for you, but that's just from my perspective. When people say, oh, can I call you later, you know,
I told the guy no like several times, and he just kept pushing the fucking button.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, like, I don't want to know this is the reason
you paid him $300 to stop calling you.
I've had like 8 or 10 missed calls today.
Really?
I don't know who they're from, but they all have an Illinois address.
They might already be trying to send you leads, man. I would go check your card, because when they send you those leads, they charge you for them at the same time they send them. Those things could be like $20 a pop, sometimes 40, 50, depends on the lead or what they think the job's worth. You know, and they charge you for those, and then it's like, they charge you even if you don't get them. They send them and debit you. So, you gotta have like a budget set, and you gotta have a way to pause them and cut them off. I think it's in their app or on their website somewhere, and you log in.
Yeah, they said, they start off at a $500 limit.
Yeah, that limit. They're gonna try to get you to that limit before you change your mind, before you talk to a Google partner. They're gonna try to run that up as quickly as they can.
Let me see what the old credit card says, if they're charging again.
Yeah, that's why I was telling you, I'm like $199 and you don't have those lead fees popping up on you. Probably got a couple of them already in a 24-hour period. So you paid X amount to sign up, and then you're going to pay it for every lead that comes through.
Well, I'm only charged for the first one, which was just the initial yearly transaction. I haven't charged for anything else yet.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you got to be careful with those phone calls when they come in. Well, actually, Home Advisor doesn't really have leads call you directly. that they send them to you. They text you the leads.
Yeah, let me tell you about those text messages that you get. I got, as you can tell, it was either a foreign person or a computer trying to text it. I'll read it to you.
Oh, God.
Hello, my name is Belinda. I would like to, if you are available, to paint 2-bed, 1-bath, 1,327 square foot, 313 Cook Street in Troy, Illinois, 62294. We'll be waiting for your reply. So I've already got square footage, the address of where I'm going. I just need to respond to it.
Right. And then if that goes
like
dead
that,
in the water, yeah. Hopefully, I mean, that doesn't sound horrible. I mean, obviously, they don't have quality grammar or texting skills, but,
yeah.
You know, they probably can't paint either. You know, so.
Just a weird 24 hours.
Yeah, it's probably a little odd, you know. I mean, I probably wouldn't check grammar on a guy that I'm gonna go hire him to, you know, pay him $1,000 to come paint some bedrooms in the house. I wouldn't care if I was texting him right or not. I'm like, you want this money or not, dude? You know, because I don't even really want to give it to you, but my wife's making me do it. You know, so I mean, who knows? That might be a real opportunity. It didn't sound completely horrible. I'm not able to see the text, but you know, some of the leads might be like that. You know, people just, hey, you know, they're calling you up. Money makes people move. So at the end of the day, even though you're a business owner and you're helping them, they're paying you. So they're just like, whatever, man, I got the money, you know, here. That's how it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of them might be good. That's what I'm saying. But the problem is like with that lead is like how many other guys around you that do what you do have that lead and have already called that person. That's the problem. And then they're going to charge you for that lead, even if you don't get it.
There's only two or three people there. There's only two or three people in around town. And they're acting like, there's so many people, but we can get you in at a good price, and you'll be above them. And just made no sense. And then they're like, there's so many jobs in your area that you're missing out on.
So there's truth to that, Colin. There is truth to that. Like, you're going to miss out on a very large portion of your opportunities. I would probably say like 80% of the actual opportunity that's out there, you're not even exposed to. But just signing up with their program doesn't mean that you're going to get exposed to it. You know? So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, it's true that you're probably missing out on most of your opportunities. And it's true there's a lot of opportunities out there. But they're not going to provide you the solution by charging you per lead for each individual one.
Right.
And sending it to X amount of people. That's not going to solve that, you know. Even if they see you, if they want to get a hold of you, they're going to get up, turn into a lead and forwarded to you, and you're going to get debited for it instead of them just being able to get a hold of you. And then they're waiting for you to call them back, you know. And then if you call them back before or after somebody else already got to it, then it's like, eh.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
yep.
It's always better to just be able to call people in real time. That's what most of them do anyway. The guys that go down and they fill out that home advisor form are price shopping. They know a home advisor is going to get them 4 or 5 free quotes. It says right on the page. So they fill out that form, and they'll listen to all 5 of you and pick whichever one of you has got the cheapest price. In their mind, they're all trusted contractors because that's what home advisor tells them. They're all trusted business owners. So in their mind, it's all the same. Now I'm just looking for the cheapest rate.
Right.
Yeah. So like I said, what you're trying to build and, you know, it's going to require branding, not just putting yourself on a system. You know, home advisors branding themselves when they put themselves on Google. because people are seeing that HomeAdvisor listing pop up every time they look for a painter or drywall. So they're branding themselves, and they go, okay, well, that's been here for every time I've looked up painter, and they said I get 5 free quotes, let me fill it out, you know? So the branding thing is what's going to decide how your business survives, not just in the beginning, but long term. Any of the companies you look up there now, they've been around for a long time. Sometimes they're franchises that go and they buy out every spot they can for a certain area, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, we're just getting started here. 199 is getting everything up and running and starting the branding, but 6 months of doing this and you have like a whole business, whole different kind of company where it's probably what you envisioned when you first started. Not saying you won't get return on investment in the first month, you know, you will. I'm just saying for it to get to the place that you're trying to take it, in order for it to be a reliable source of income for a family, it's going to take some branding.
Right.
Yep. We'll do all the legwork on it.
I definitely had a better conversation with you than I did him.
Yeah. I don't want to bash them any more than I already have. I'm tired of talking about them. I know it's bad. They started out as Service Magic, and then they turned into HomeAdvisor, and then they turned into Angie's Leads, and then they're gonna mess with the wrong guy again, and they're gonna come out with another name, and trying to sell these leads.
Yeah,
like I said, so there's a couple of ways you can go about that. You know, you could call them and just flat out request it straight to them. Say, hey, I want to cancel and refund. I'm not moving forward with you guys. I don't want any of the leads. Just cancel the whole deal. They might give it back to you. Most of the time that doesn't work. You know, then you got to go to the next level, which is, hey, I'm going to go to my bank and dispute it anyway. Looks bad on them when they get a charge back, especially to their merchant. So then that's another route you can go. And then, you know, if you're not successful with those two routes, then you go to this report that I sent you. In the top right-hand corner, there's a thing that says report fraud. And you could report fraud, and then you could also tell your bank to stop any future transactions from them, and you'll be good. Then you got to wait for the FTC to get that notification, and then they'll send them the paperwork knowing that they received a notification from you reported as fraud, and the only way they're going to get that uplifted is if they get you your stuff back. So,
yeah.
It's a nasty road, but I could walk you through it. You know, it's not anything that I haven't been through before. I had a roofing contractor I was working with in Fort Worth where, you know, we got him like $3,500 back, and we got some stuff expunged from his credit report because they try to send him to collections for lead fees. Yeah. So, well versed in all this.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'll do is I'm going to create your Google business profile. Have you ever heard of that before?
Maybe.
No. Google business profile is your business's own Google account, basically. Like right now, if you looked up O'Neill Paint and Drywall LLC, there's no Google listing. HomeAdvisor pops up. So if I was like somebody that was trying to call you directly off of Google, I'm going to get your HomeAdvisor listing, and I'm going to end up getting turned into a lead instead of being able to just call you directly, right? You're going to get tracking phone number stuff. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. Now you exist as a business on Google. This is where we're going to put your Google reviews. Google is going to verify your listing. So they're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. There's a little 5-digit number I get from you off the back of that. That's how you get the little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. Okay? So I'm going to create that. It has your hours of operation on it. It'll have your business name, your address, your phone number, and a link to the reviews. Also a link to the website. So I just have to verify this information. I'm going to submit it to them now. Take that position off the board so that way they know who it's going to. And then we'll schedule the client interview for tomorrow. And that's where they interview you on all the services that you offer, the website, and how you want that to look, and then, of course, the service area. So that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. But before I get started on this, let me get you my direct number and extension. I'm going to be your account lead. So if you want something done quickly in the right way, I'm your guy. Not saying the other people will do it the wrong way, but I just kind of like to keep track of people, especially when I give them a discounted pricing structure like this. I can make sure everything's going smooth. All right. All right. So what's your last name, Colin? Oh, O'Neill, obviously, right? Like the business name?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there an apostrophe in that, or is it just O'Neill?
Technically, there is. I don't like using it. It's a complicated thing.
All right.
I try to keep it out as much as possible.
All right. And then you spell Colin with one L or two?
One.
Okay. C-O-L-I-N?
Yep.
All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing and the invoice receipt?
O'NeillPaintAndDrywall@gmail.com.
That's another thing, too. Even when you request that chargeback, I'd still give that initial invoice to your CPA. That's still a business expense, technically. It's marketing.
Yeah.
Should be able to write that off, too, even though you're getting reimbursed on it. What did you say it was? O'Neill Painting?
O'Neill Paint and Drywall at Gmail.
And Drywall at Gmail. Okay, that's coming back as valid. No typos there. All right, and then you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact. Did you want to use this 618-838-9010?
Yeah.
All right. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
I don't remember. I put them on Facebook. I think it was like
8 to 6. 8 to 6? Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I mean, I'll work weekends, but I'd say those hours are Monday through Friday.
I could set it like by appointment only on the weekends, so that way they could still call you, but you're not actually expected to work. They know it's not your regular work hours.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That way there's already like a predisposition, like, hey, if you call me, I'll answer, but, you know, I'm probably going to schedule you for Monday or later on.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me go and update this. All right, and then what's the best business street address for us to send that PIN verification letter?
The street address?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 5651 East 7 Hills Lane and 712
Allen. Okay, gotcha. East 7 Hills Lane. Why is it coming up like this? Okay. Some reason. Is it Seville? Like, are the number 7?
The number 7.
Interesting. 5651 East 7 Hills Lane?
Yep.
Okay. Why isn't this registering with Google as an actual address? I got one in Lane County, Oregon. That's not you. You're in Olney. Let me see what's going on here. And this is 62450, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me update it. Okay, there we go. I got it. It's weird because it doesn't want it spelled out on Google, and it doesn't put the East spelled out either. It's like 5651 East 7 Hills Lane. I found it, though. You right by Fishley Cemetery and the Stupid Duck Ranch?
Sure. No idea.
Yeah.
right off of the
15?
St. Marie Road.
Okay, let me see here. Let me look at the bigger street. St. Marie Road's
just to the west.
Yeah, I have the Ruta de Illinois. I don't know why it's saying that. Like, and then, okay, I got you. Yeah, this is it. Right by East Fork Lake.
Yeah, just south of it.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, I just put E and then the number 7. So it didn't spell out East, and it didn't spell out the number 7 for some reason on Google. Now, you can have this address hidden if you like. You don't have to have it displayed up there. Do you want me to hide it for you? Yeah. I mean, I'm pro Second Amendment and I got kids, so I don't know about you, but I don't want nobody coming to my house uninvited. And the kind of work that you do, you're going to them. They're not coming to you, so.
No.
Yeah, don't make sense. So I'll hide it for you. It'll still have the city, state, and zip on your listing, you know, so they'll still know you're local.
Right.
They just won't be able to get turn-by-turn directions to you or anything like that. And then that pinpoint on the map is pretty vague. It's not going to give them the exact address or anything like that.
No, but the sign in the front yard will.
I hear you, but they're still going to send you the pin. I mean, at least on the Google listing, we know that they don't have the actual street address. So, I mean, maybe if they drive down your street, and that's another ball game, but we're not even giving them the street name or anything like that. I mean, they even if they zoomed in on it, they really wouldn't be able to. Well, actually, yeah, they could. Okay. All right. Well, I did my best. I hit it. Okay.
Worried about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I did my best.
They want to fire me. They're gonna have to put some work into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not gonna be an easy lay down. All right. So I got you. I got your profile all squared away here, and I got to schedule your client interview. The client interview is usually about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over. You have extra questions. What's a good time tomorrow? What's your schedule looking like?
It's barely open. I've got 2 quotes to go do, and. I've got a guy coming to see you look at the furnace after 3:30, so let's do like 11 to noon, maybe.
11 to noon?
Nah, do noon to 1.
Noon to 1, okay. Get you here.
That's one right. Time anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. So it'll pop up as like an email notification. And then I'm also going to set up an automated text message for 1 hour prior. So about 11 o'clock, you'll get a text. And it'll just remind you that you have the client interview and ask you if it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could reschedule it for later on. But I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we could get everything up and running, have some results for you. Okay. Try to have a quick turnaround on everything so that way come the next month you won't have a problem paying again. Okay. $10,000 diesel engine. I'm still thinking about that. I'm like, what? What did you put in that thing? Must be humming. All right. So I got the business profile squared away, client interview confirmed. You should have that notification. And did you receive the text as well with my direct number and extension?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
For the email.
Okay. And then since I included the website for you, I'm going to send you our photos, email address for you to send in any pictures. Have a look. Thank you.
email yet.
Okay. Let me just double check. O'Neill Painting and Drywall at gmail.com.
O'Neill Paint and Drywall.
O'Neill Painting?
Not painting, but just paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, somebody got the email, but it wasn't you. Glad we double checked.
O'Neill Paint and spelled out Drywall at gmail.
Okay, let me fix this. My apologies. Once it came back as a valid email, I just assumed that was the right one and sent it off to you. The and is also spelled out, you said, right? So it's just O'Neill Paint and Drywall?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let me just save it, send it, invite all guests. Okay. There you go. Let me update this on your business profile, too, because I put painting.
There it is.
Yeah. I messed up. I wasn't listening, and I asked you a question right as you were giving me your email address earlier, and I just kind of assumed I had it right. So, my apologies. That's why we triple-check everything, though. Okay. All right. So, I got everything squared away. Last thing we got to do is secure the first month payment of the $199. How did you want to do that, Colin?
Card.
Okay. You said it was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
So MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. It's under your name? It doesn't have the business name on it?
Do what?
It's just under your name, like it's a personal, or does it have the business name on it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't have a business credit card yet.
Okay, we'll get you there. You're gonna want it when the clients start coming in consistently, because then you document everything as a business expense. And instead of you having to save every single receipt, you can get a printout from your bank, and then you could give that to your CPA when you do your taxes.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you can write everything off, and you can start putting all that diesel fuel that you're cranking into that new engine on the business account, write it off. That's how you do it. Yeah, I have two companies outside of here. I put everything that I can on the business account. A lot of huge benefits to that.
How do you go about getting a business credit card? Do you just go find a credit card you like and then plug in the business's information instead?
Yeah, I mean, they'll fly all over you like flies on crap, and you go into any bank and you tell them you want to open up a business account, and you already got the LLC and everything and proof that you've done things already for the business. So it's pretty easy.
Well, I've already got a debit card.
Yeah. Yeah. Or then, I mean, you can go to your same bank if you want to keep it with your same bank. Then you can use the same app for both cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty easy to set up. You just go in and say, I want to open a business account, and then they'll have you fill out all the documentation, put your name, your social, and everything into there. Basic information. Pretty easy. They might have you walk out of there with a temporary one and then mail you the official one like a week later.
Well, I've already got a business checking account, and I've already used it with, I did an ACH to do a transaction, and that took like a month. That was a whole month ordeal. I don't plan on doing that ever again. But
yeah, you don't want those. Your bank can set you up with your own merchant processing through like PayPal or QuickBooks. That's a lot faster. Yeah, that's a lot faster. You could just plug their number in there and process it, you know, and then you don't have to go through the whole. When you get like an invoice, like a paper invoice, those things take forever. Especially if you try to drop them into an ATM, you're not getting paid for a while. You know, you got to go in there with the paperwork. It's just a lot better if you do it all electronically, and then it just gets verified a lot.
Well, that's what I tried to do. And I guess it took a little longer than it should have because it was my first ACA.
Oh yeah, so there's probably some more verification. Yeah.
But they said once that initial one gets set up, you should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually, some banks are different too. Like, I know when I opened up the one for our tree company, they wanted me to put, like, I have Schools First Credit Union, and they wanted me to put, like, $2,500 in there minimum to start it out. So, it depends. I've heard some people get it as low as, like, $5 started out, you know?
I think I had 500 is what I needed.
Yeah. Every bank's different. It just depends on who you go with, I guess. Yeah, but it's not hard. I've had guys that sign up on a personal, and then a week later they're calling me, putting it on their business card. But either way, I'm sending you the invoice receipt, so you'll still be able to write this off, too. You'll have that invoice that you can send over. All right, and then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Is the what? The billing address the same as?
The business street address that we're sending that Google PIN verification letter to?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay.
What was that?
Getting that card in the mail.
The card? Oh, the PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it says Google right on it, like big colorful, the Google letters. And then on the back, it'll have your business name, and there'll be like a little 5-digit code on it. And it'll say, this is your Google PIN verification number. So they basically just send that to verify that you're out there. That's their whole point. If they're going to verify you as a local business, they just send that out just to verify your location. Once we got the 5-digit number off the back of it, you can throw it away. You'll never have to do that again unless you move.
Okay.
All right.
Which is likely to move, so I might keep it.
I've been looking into it. It's tough when you got little ones and then they, you know. I don't know if you've ever moved before or if you have kids and you moved, but that's like a whole other animal. It's not even just talking to your wife about it, and then they're like their friends and everything else. It's crazy. Like, who cares about your friends? You'll make new ones. By the time you're 30, you won't even talk to them anymore.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, when I was your age, I had 1,000 of them. Now I have 10.
I don't
have
that.
Oh, ones that you can rely on anyway. I mean, there's a lot of acquaintances out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm ready for you whenever you are.
On the card?
Yeah.
5280.
5280.
7237.
7237.
2119.
2119.
0483.
0483. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
It's 9/27.
9/27. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
417.
417. All right. We're going to get this website knocked out for you. So I threw that in. You should be getting charged $299 with the $99 setup fee, but it's going to just be $199 out the door and no setup fee. I'll save you $200 on that. All right, before I can authorize this, I got to voice verify you, they say, because of the discount. So this is just like a 60-second recorded script that they want me to read through, just to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's. If I say something that you don't agree with or doesn't sound right, or if you don't understand it, just stop me. I can clarify, okay?
Yeah.
All right, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
I'm going to state that.
Yeah, it says, please state the name of your business.
O'Neill Paint and Drywall.
Thank you. And your company is going to be listed as an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, can you please state your name and title within the business?